Network.
Just say no. Just say no. Just say no to socialized health care. The incredible part about this is the Democrats lie and say none of this socialization, none of this eugenics, none of this rationing is in the bill when it's all in the bill. We've seen the exact, it's the British model. They're just phasing it in. And there is Lloyd Doggett with his favorite constituents being chased out of the meeting hall, outside, running for his car. Because he doesn't want to be in front of the news cameras showing the people not going along with it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are slowly conditioning us to accept their police state, their tyranny. They said 9/11 was about Al-Qaeda. The police state was only four guys in caves with turbans. We always explain to you folks that it was designed, NORTHCOM, Homeland Security, for the American people. TSA on the streets of America. They're now on the streets of America. Checkpoints, body scanners, face scanning cameras, DHS reports, gun owners, conservatives, veterans are the number one threat. The whole system is designed for people that aren't going to go along with the New World Order and the socialized health care and the carbon tax and turning our guns in. They tell us the socialized health care isn't that. We can read the bill. We know they're liars. They say they don't want our guns when they've got their most draconian anti-gun bills ever introduced, and the Attorney General argued in federal court for a complete gun ban in D.C. versus Heller. He was the government's lawyer just last year. We know they're panicking. We know that they know that we know that they're criminals. You understand? They know that we know that they're criminals. They know that we're waking up. And so they always want to make their own slaves first live under tyranny, their own minions, so their minions will then say, well, I live under tyranny. You should have to live under tyranny. And so some of the most oppressed people are the police and the military and others. And that's why in Mexico they make the federales take microchips, source ABC News, MSNBC. That's why they're trying to push the special forces to get chips. Many units have already gotten them. And that's why they want to make federal workers take chips. They want to make them take the inoculations first, so they'll then force us to take it. The good news is they're saying no. They tried to tell TSA 2 years ago, we heard about this from sources, it's now been confirmed, that they were telling TSA, will you take a chip to keep your job? But not just TSA, the mechanics, the food preparers. If you work at Manja at the Austin airport or at the Salt Lick, you got to take a chip. This is really being proposed. Here is San Antonio mainstream TV, KENS. Here it is.
The random bag checks. As passengers, we've come to expect tight security measures associated with flying. Soon those measures will extend beyond those just taking off to include those who never leave the airport. San Antonio international officials tell KENS 5 Congress is putting into motion measures that will ensure airport employees are subject to stricter security checks. Selena Hernandez joins us live from the airport with a KENS 5 exclusive. Selena?
Chris, right now, all airport employees must pass a police and FBI background check. Soon, those checks could include something a little more intrusive.
At San Antonio International Airport, officials here await the arrival of stricter security measures. Not for passengers, rather airport employees.
This would be a huge step as far as the amount of background checks that we're going through. This would kind of open it up to a lot of different areas that we don't currently have in place.
Members of Congress are currently debating how to keep closer tabs on those who have access to secured areas, meaning everyone from restaurant employees to airline mechanics could soon be subjected to more rigorous background checks.
We're just kind of waiting to see what they come up with. It's fairly early in the process.
Under discussion, a check of an employee's credit history, search of their bags and property before entering secured areas, and perhaps the most extreme measure, the use of biometric readers for fingerprints and eyes, even possibly a chip implant. An idea we're told more than likely won't fly.
Before they ever got to the chip in the hand or anything like that, we feel like they would probably opt for...
All right, that's enough. See, to make face scanning sound okay, they say, okay, we won't make you take a chip, but we want you to face scan. And then, oh, you got to have a chip, but don't worry, it's not the tracker kind. See, it's incremental.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So I just finished up playing the clip off San Antonio TV where the feds are proposing making airport workers take implantable microchips. This is really going on. And they just keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it until we just get acclimated and go, okay, where's my chip? I've been hearing about this for 10 years. Coming up, I want to play a clip. Government issues stun bracelets for all airline passengers. Now, we first played this a year and a half ago, but the issue is Homeland Security since then has had meetings and has proposed making risky flyers. And then later, everyone, see, they phase it in, take a taser bracelet. And they're saying, if you have bad credit, you're now a risky flyer in the data mining. I mean, you can't make up stuff this bizarre. Now, Aaron Dykes and Jason Burmes, I sent them up to interview Phil Berg in Philadelphia. And they were flying back in Philadelphia. They were announcing on big TV screens while you're in line at TSA, I guess you get them in here about it, about how you're going to have family travelers, expert travelers, infrequent travelers, and you get searched accordingly. So they're already getting you ready for the yellow stars, the different groups. Oh, we don't profile all of you are slaves, but we profile what group you're in. And you get used to being asked questions and being prodded and being searched and taking your shoes off and all these acts of submission. And then, oh, you get a taser bracelet. Oh, you go in the body scanner that scans your naked body. They already have those. And they record your naked body. It's acts of submission. Now TSA is going to be on the streets of America. It's already begun. This is the phasing in of the tyranny. This is all psychologically being done. Attorney Phil Berg joins us. He is the progenitor, the starter of the whole questioning of Obama's birth certificate. He's the first person to file a lawsuit in conjunction with it. And we called him yesterday when WorldNet Daily broke this big story about a prominent lawyer, Alan Key's lawyer, putting out this Kenyan certificate of live birth. Not a birth certificate, but a similar certificate of live birth to what Obama's showing. Not his birth certificate, but his certificate. And there's been some anomalies in that. Dr. Jerome Corsi, who we got coming on Friday, he's looking at it, and he's calling Hawaii and filing things, and Hawaii won't give him the documents, won't even say where Obama's camp got the certificate of live birth. In fact, guys, will you put that latest story up on screen? Here it is. Hawaii refuses to verify president's online COLBs, official's mom, on images released by Obama's campaign, factcheck.org. It's basically run by George Soros, another one of his little fake groups out there. So we'll be breaking all that down. But where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, they are acting very suspicious. They are stonewalling and saying, you've seen his original birth certificate when it isn't. They've stonewalled and said his name isn't Barry Sotero, and it comes out that is one of his little fake names. This is a very sneaky guy. With a mama who worked for Tim Geithner's dad at big foundations, his dad an open communist. I mean, these are very sickening people. And so nothing he says should be believed. He's now announced that he's going to raise taxes on the middle class. His office is announcing it. I mean, just everything's been a lie. His father, you know, was mainly Arab. He's not even really the first black president. He's the first Arab president. I'm not saying Arabs are bad. That's fine. It's everything with Barack Obama is a lie, just like everything with Hillary is a lie. Attorney Phil Berg, you've now had 24 hours to look at all these new revelations coming out of kind of the other birther camp. You are the original birther camp. You know, I'm glad everybody's researching this and looking at it, whatever the truth is. You know, there is obviously something substantive here, the way the Obamanoids are behaving so scared and, this thing is building to a crescendo. When is the cacophony going to reach its peak? I mean, this gets bigger and bigger by the millisecond. Phil Berg.
Thank you. It is getting bigger and bigger by each day. And I think it's going to get bigger during this next month because Congress is going home now, and they're going to have to meet with normally vacation, but they also meet with their constituents. And not only is this health fiasco going to be brought up, the stimulus package, you know, which hasn't gone the way it was supposed to. But now, as we've seen with Congressman Castle, people are going to ask questions about the birth certificate. I think it's going to grow and grow and grow from now through Labor Day and even more because the more we're the birthers now, they're calling it, though. The more the non-birthers come out, as ridiculous as they say we are, we at least are coming up with some substantial questions. We have circumstantial evidence. We don't have the hardcore. We have a lot of circumstantial evidence that Obama was born not in Hawaii. He was born in Kenya. I mean, just the biggest fact is that Obama will not release any documentation regarding his life. We know nothing. Think about it. We know nothing about him. And what we do know about him, the various stories, like even where he met his wife, he lied about that. I mean, he lied about his job when he was at Columbia. He's lied about everything. And you're right. Now they're talking about tax increase, but his press secretary was just the one saying, no, he's not going to raise taxes. You know, baloney, as you don't look at him closely, he's doing everything he possibly can.
Well, I mean, that's always his tactic, is slippery, oily deceit. He has Axelrod and Emanuel running around saying, yeah, well, he never quite pledged. I mean, we may have to. And then he has his other surrogate say, the president's not going to do that. It's like he always speaks out of both sides of his mouth. Like no president I've ever seen.
Absolutely. And he's dropped in his polls. Because he's dropping in the polls, more and more people now are going to start looking at them, and they're going to start realizing, they're going to hear about this birth certificate, and they're going to be alarmed, because all of your listeners out there have to produce their birth certificate sometimes in a lifetime, 1 to 5 times, 1 to 10 times. They need it for a baptism. They need it to register for Little League. They definitely need it for a passport. Sometimes they need it for applications for college or for various schools or scholarships or driver's license. Different states have different things. And here Obama won't produce the simple birth certificate, which is really, you know, outrageous. It's amazing.
Is that added fuel to the fire, Mr. Berg? Because they keep saying, we've given you the birth certificate, we've given you the birth certificate, and everybody knows what their birth certificate looks like versus the certificate, and people see that's a computer printout modern certificate. They can see that it's not the original birth certificate. And then, like you said, he's been caught lying about everything else, and his name's really Barry Sotero and all this other weirdness. Now, where does that bring us to, though, with the other camp, the other birther group, which, you know, I'm neutral on, but we've seen other fake birth certificates come out, not associated with these guys. Now, they've got one. Some people, like Mike Rivera, who I respect, at what really happened, he's on tomorrow, he's looking at it and saying, it looks like it may be a fake. Do you know more today, Mr. Berg, than you knew yesterday about the providence? You know, we don't know Obama's providence. We also don't know the providence of this latest birth certificate receipt.
Early indications are that it's a phony, but I don't want to comment completely that. We gave it to our expert, but we're looking at it. There's different things. There's, because the status of the Republic of Kenya changed during that time. Was it, you know, who was it, a British, or what was it? When was the form changed and all that kind of stuff? And we're getting a lot of questions in here. It looks real. It looks real, but, you know, we have to check other documents at that time. And I don't want to knock it. If it turns out to be real, I'm wonderful, and I'll give the blessings to the other attorney who I don't see eye to eye on. But what she did is she's filed it as part of her court case, the Alan Keyes case in California, and she's asked the court to grant her a special motion so that she can check the authenticity of the document. That's not how I do things. We've gotten several birth certificates over this past year. We've paid for some of them. They've turned up to be phony. Have I posted any of them? No. Why not? Because I feel that we have to, and we have with ObamaCrimes.com, our website. Excuse me. We've stayed very straight and narrow here. We have 3 lawsuits pending in federal court. We're not playing games because we want people to be assured that when I say something, it means something. So I don't want to say it's definitely, I'm not going to say it's good now, but I don't want to say it's bad. But there's indications now by certain things on that document that we've been reading about. We're all reading about on the internet. There's some indications here that it's phony. And I just hope if it is, that we can talk to people like through your station and allow me to speak and say, let's not take this as a setback. Let's just move on, you know, because we don't know. Like, for all we know, think about it, Obama's people could have been put it out as a phony document looking good to try to discredit us.
Well, I mean, that's a classic government trick.
Sure.
Karl Rove has been caught repeatedly when somebody's on his tail throwing out fake documents that incriminate himself to then discredit the whole story. He got caught doing that with Dan Rather and the whole situation with Bush and the Air National Guard, which we know Bush was AWOL. That was later proven correct. But all people remember was Dan Rather getting in trouble. And I'm no fan of Dan Rather. Just facts are facts.
No, but I agree that Bush was AWOL, and they just try to frame him up on that document. And you're right. But wait a minute. How can we say this, Alex? I mean, Obama, the transparent president, he wouldn't do anything phony, would he?
Well, absolutely. I mean, with all the weird places, he lived all over the world, and a lot of foggy stuff. Well, now they're asking, how did this certificate of live birth get to fact check, and Hawaii won't say? So they're acting suspicious. What do you think of that?
Of the original document or this document?
No. The
original
certificate.
The original one was supposedly at first, if you would think about it, everyone, June 2008, it first came out on the Obama campaign website. And then Fact Check came in several months later to check the authenticity of it. And they came back and said it's valid.
I think that's the most damning thing, is that no one was questioning his birth. in the U.S. Nobody even thought about him. Why would they early on push that out there? Phil, I think that's the most damning evidence against him. I want to ask you in the final segment with you, when we get back, what your take is on that and where you think all of this is going. Also look at some of the problems with this new birth certificate. Stay with us.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. A game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phil Berg, where do you see all this going? No president has dropped this fast. He just keeps dropping a couple points every week. I don't see Obama and the criminals that run him being able to continue their gutting of the nation unless they stage something. And I've had Ron Paul on last week. He's coming on Wednesday again. saying that he believes they may stage a crisis or a war or an economic collapse. They may use this flu hysteria as a cover. I mean, what are the Obama people going to do? He is going to be the most unpopular president in U.S. history at this rate in just 2 months.
Right, and I think that's going to go hand in hand with the truth coming out that he's constitutionally ineligible to be president. And once we get the public behind us, and I think we will, because what are we asking for? Two main things. Number one, his birth certificate, the vault copy, the true copy of it. But two, more important is when he was adopted in Indonesia. Think about one thing. We have the school record on our website and elsewhere, Obamacrimes.com, that his name is Barry Sotoro, and his nationality is Indonesia. I would like to see where he has legally changed his name back to Barack Hussein Obama, because if he hasn't legally changed his name, think about it. Every state where he signed Barack Hussein Obama to run for president, that was fraud.
See, that's a whole nother issue.
Right.
He went and got adopted by a Muslim family, went to madrasas, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Right.
But then he said, oh, that's ridiculous. I have no Muslim roots. Then he goes to Cairo and says, I'm a Muslim, basically. This guy is a chameleon. I don't think he's any of these things. We probably don't even know what his real name is.
Well, that's good. But you're right. During the campaign, I'm not a Muslim. Now that he's president, I'm a Muslim. I love the fact that during the campaign, how dare you use my middle name, Barack Hussein Obama. You had to call him Barack H. Obama or Barack Obama. As soon as he got elected, when it came time to be sworn in, and it came out a few weeks earlier, what did he tell everyone? I want to be sworn in under my name of Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, this guy is a phony from day one. But the big thing, think about it, and if we can't get him on the birth certificate right now, if we can get, if he hasn't legally changed his name Barry Sotoro, and he's committed fraud ever since leaving Indonesia using the name. Now, it might not be in Colombia. When he was at Occidental in California, everyone called him Barry. I think his legal name today is Barry Sotoro. And remember what happened with Watergate. The Watergate break-in with Nixon was no big deal. It was a cover-up. And now we're in a massive cover-up, I believe, by Obama and the people around him. And I think that's where we're going to get him. Because, you know, they had hoped, you asked why they brought this up. I got involved August 2008, a year ago now. But in June of 2008, they put this on the website. The reason they did, it had been circulating on the website for a year before that. So to try to quell the rumors that were going around, that's why they put this false document up. But they're such idiots because they put such a phony document up. If they took time to preparing a better one, maybe we wouldn't be talking about it today.
Well, lastly, people kept saying, we want to see a birth announcement. But if a family wants their child to be able to claim U.S. citizen down the road, and they're born in the country, that's very common to fly back and then put a birth announcement in and then put out a fake birth certificate, especially back in the 60s. So I don't think this silences it, some supposed microfilm on some establishment website. What do you say to that, Phil Berg?
Yeah, no, the two announcements in the newspapers there, that doesn't really bother me. I'll tell you why. Like, for instance, my son lives in a different state. And he had a child till my granddaughter was born. I could have put an announcement here in Philadelphia, you know, and I could have used my address or any address. And it turned out the address they used isn't even a legitimate address because the people living next door who's lived there for the last 50 years said there was never a black child living next door. So to me, that's just another, they're saying that's great evidence. That's not
great
evidence.
Well, also, I mean, also these people are intelligence agent. I mean, you've got this spooky, you know, cover up that has been going on this entire time where they're acting all sneaky and nobody's allowed to ask questions. And his dad, is a communist and his mother works for these big, creepy, spooky foundations and Geithner's dad. I mean, this guy gets scarier and scarier by the minute.
Absolutely. And think about it. You know, we forget now, they try to push it away. We forget Reverend Wright. We forget Bill Ayers. The people that Obama associated with, he couldn't get a job as a Chicago police officer, let alone an FBI agent. Or
my God, if I was hanging out with terrorists, I'd be in prison.
Right. Well, you and me. No, there's just, we know nothing about his background. He's 100% phony, and we need the public, everyone out there. Go to my website and spread it to everyone you know.
Obamacrimes.com. Phil, thank you. As this develops, we'll talk to you more in the future. Be careful.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Phil Berg. Okay. I got a bunch of swine flu news and military police state news on the other side of this break, and then some of your phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Thank you for joining us.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaving.
I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The days and weeks and months and years all run together as we get deeper down the rat hole of the New World Order.
Everybody talking.
Wednesday's a big show coming up. We got Steve Quayle for 2 hours with a lot of new intel on the martial law police state, how they're using the flu hysteria as the cover for that. Got several medical doctors coming up this week to basically expose the same thing, dealing with these engineered bioweapons. And we also have other guests coming on dealing with this birther issue that just gets bigger and bigger, the socialized health care, all of it It is coming up today. I also want to talk to Joe, Marcus, Jay, and a few others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air today. Man, there's a lot of news here I want to get to. And none of it has to do with Michael Jackson was killed by a shot of powerful painkiller Demerol given by an aide as his personal medical doctor, Conrad Murphy, slept. I mean, this doesn't matter. Why is everybody talking about this? What matters is this, and people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv can see it. This is from ArmyNationalGuard.com. Internment specialists. I'm going to get to this in a moment. But first off, you have this giant architecture of police state and FEMA camps and surveillance all being built over the years, and the training of the police and the conditioning of the population and staging riots and provocateurs in Seattle in 99 and the army running the operation and the provocateurs, and then putting thousands of peaceful demonstrators under FEMA control in a Sandpoint Naval Brig internment center and calling it a FEMA internment of political dissidents on the news. That's in my film Police State 2, The Takeover. And thousands of drills, live action, taking over counties and city halls, taking over city governments, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act setting up federal funding for martial law in the states and saying NORTHCOM's main job is to suppress state legislatures and governors who try to stand up to the Fed and the New World Order. And now not just drills, but live action military police in Tennessee and California, Army, Marine Corps, searching citizens' cars, running checkpoints. Governors say no. The feds say we're going to do it anyways. Under Obama, this is all not just continuing, it's expanding. So it doesn't matter who's in office. These presidents are just puppets. You have a foreign, offshore, corporate takeover happening of every sovereign nation on Earth right now. A global depression engineered to bring this crisis in. A global carbon tax to fund the new world government. The new world government openly a bank of the world to govern us. I mean, a direct world government owned by private interests we pay taxes to. It is happening. It's just mind-blowing. Out in the open, being announced as a good thing on the news. Simultaneously, Department of Homeland Security reports saying you're a terrorist if you believe the Federal Reserve is bad, if you believe it's taking over, if you believe in a new world order, if you like Ron Paul, if you like Alex Jones, if you like our videos. We've got scores of these reports we've broken. You, the audience, is broken by getting it out and forcing it into mainstream media. Then we have the civilian inmate labor camp program. In fact, just to my guys running the live TV show and radio show right now, here is video of the internment specialist over here getting their training and putting Americans in FEMA camps and enrolling and learning how to take people and put them into the camps and how to get their riot gear. I mean, this is just so disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. And they're actually recruiting illegal aliens. They have ads on there, too, that even if you don't speak English, you can come run the American prisons and you can dress up in riot gear and SWAT team American citizens. And then whenever you hear about it on the news, they say, oh, it's for foreigners. But then when you read, Obama has said, oh, we're not going to have foreign camps. We're going to have camps in America that hold U.S. citizens and foreigners, and you're not going to have rights. And they're already beta testing at two supermax, one in Wyoming, one in Montana, with political dissidents in them. And so the Houston Chronicle and the New York Times all report in the last 5 years building these FEMA camps and taking old bases and turning them into camps. And we would see, going back more than 10 years ago, taking old camps, refurbishing World War II camps, getting the power and water turned on. We'd have workers there come on and say, yeah, we're all compartmentalized, but, you know, they're taking the old 747 hangars out here at the base and turning them into camps. And We see the police arresting thousands of people in New York in 2004 who were peaceful, putting them in a FEMA brig. Pier 57. We see Austin has one out at the old airport. They're taking over the old mall and building one in some of the stores. I mean, all of this is really happening and going on. And they're converting large numbers of the regular Army and regular National Guard force to counterinsurgent, to military police, and then having them go out and run checkpoints in America. So this is not for overseas. Yes, it has that dual use. And then you have the 3-1-E Infantry Resettlement Specialist, How to Train to Put Americans in FEMA Camps for Resettlement and Reeducation. You cannot make something of this magnitude up. And you can go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the story titled Army National Guard Advertises for Internment Specialists. In fact, guys, pull this article up. I want to show people watching on the internet out there and those listening how you click and the first link is to the Army. And then you click, the next is to the Army and their civilian inmate labor camp program for the United States and U.S. citizens. That's this link right here. I mean, this is all at army.mil. This is not our opinion. And then you click on the others, and it's all CNN. And it's all other mainstream news sources. We bibliograph, document everything we're saying. And that Judas goat, you know, Glenn Beck can say none of this exists. I don't want to be Glenn Beck's enemy. But we sent him all this material. And, you know, you've asked where your sports stadiums are. We have the training videos. We have everything here. It's so unspeakable. And we have the infrastructure protection training videos they give InfraGuard people, where they teach about the mass graves and the quarantines and the lockdowns of cities. And they've been doing this year after year. And right as all the infrastructure comes together, the cherry on top is actually doing it. Now, the question is, are they going to go ahead and implement this? I don't know. But if they almost shut the whole country down over a couple flu deaths in the U.S., what are they going to do when tens of thousands die from the regular flu? They're going to do a PSYOP and get away with anything, and then have the military roll in and have some checkpoints and lock down a few towns and cities and lock down a bunch of airports, and then that will set the precedent. See, we locked everything down, and not many people died, and everybody took their shots, which no doubt will sterilize them. They've been caught doing it in the past, and it's in White House, you know, science czar textbook that he wrote, how to put it in the vaccines and how to sterilize us and how to put it in the water. I mean, and how to use crises to get us to do it. I mean, you know, we've written articles that have the bibliograph, what page it's on, where he says it. It's just unspeakably evil. You got to read it for yourself. So how do they have an anti-terror exercise that goes real world where they take over the society, but where everybody accepts it and it looks legitimate? NORTHCOM. And they've now announced on CNN and Fox and everywhere else that, in fact, Google the Fox clip from last Friday, headline, Army to Aid During Swine Flu. And they say NORTHCOM's new job is dealing with the American people and swine flu. Well, NORTHCOM's entire job is spying on us, spying on Ron Paul, spying on Tea Parties. The Army, our Army for fighting foreign enemies, we told you with the secret documents, months later, confirmed, Baltimore Sun, Army spying on Tea Parties. In fact, show them that after. Army spying on Tea Parties. You've got all the videos saved in there on your screen. It was last Friday. It was something like Army to be involved, Army to help with flu outbreak. Point is, you've all seen the clips out there, ladies and gentlemen. The articles are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, yeah, there it is. Source, FBI spied on Tea Party protesters nationwide. And then if you scroll down into the article, this is some mirror site a fan has. Yeah, that's the Northeast Intelligence Report, but it was also in the Baltimore Sun. I remember seeing that. But regardless, pull up the other article. Now I'm obsessed with this. It was last Friday. We played the clip here. And it was Fox News was the headline, Army to be deployed during swine flu outbreak. That was it. Army to be deployed. There it is. I don't know if this is the clip, though. Probably not the clip. That's an older clip. Well, regardless, I always get sidetracked trying to redocument everything. The point is, they're saying the Army's going to be involved in this. Like, out of the gates, they just decided. All of this has been set up. All of this has been prepared. The police have been acclimated to work with the military. Everybody's been trained to go through this and to go along with this. And then they need it to be a microbe so everybody can be suspect, so everybody can be bad, so different people can be arrested. To train everybody now into the new biological medical tyranny that we've got to arrest people because they won't take the vaccines and they're endangering everybody else because they won't. And it's the law to take all the shots, we say, to set this precedent to forcibly inject you. Yeah, that's it. Military to prepare teams in case of H1N1 outbreak. Back it up and let's play it for everybody right now. Here is the clip, ladies and gentlemen. In case you doubt us, here it is.
There with the military, we're told. It's as health officials race to get vaccines ready. The U.S. government has just gotten 20 million doses, and we're told it could be getting ready to start giving those shots by October. Even though the trials for these drugs hasn't even begun yet. Just minutes from now, a panel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta is expected to hold a news conference in Atlanta and give its recommendation on how the new vaccine should be handed out. We'll keep you an eye on that news conference, and we'll let you know exactly what happens and all the developments from it. Our Brian Wilson is covering this. Brian, the military getting involved, that seems kind of drastic.
Well, I think it is dramatic, Shep. Fox News has confirmed that NORTHCOM has a proposal sitting on the desk of Secretary of Defense Robert Gates that would authorize the military to back up FEMA should there be an H1N1 pandemic. The proposal comes from NORTHCOM Commander Victor Renoir, who wants permission to set up 5 regional military teams who will respond if FEMA says it...
Stop right there. They already have 6. It's in the bill for the domestic FEMA camps, and then they have the regional things already set up. It's already all set up. They're just telling you, oh, we just now got permission. We just now deployed this. They have been setting this up forever, and then magically the flu's popping up, and it's a non-event. It's already mutated. Shot won't protect you. Doesn't matter. They all know that. It's all part of their hoax. They all know this. It's an absolute hoax. The question is, what is the hoax going to be? We know they're lying about it, but what is the end game? That's the $64 million answer that we're looking for here. Because we better hope this is just a fearmonger to sell tens of millions in vaccines and expand federal control. This may be a big one. This may be their final move. Because look how they're trying to get the carbon tax, the global bank of the world, the gun bans, the open borders, everything is happening now. And remember during the campaign, right after he got elected, Biden said 6 months in, Obama's going to be hated. But we got to do this job for the elite. Didn't know he's being recorded with high-level Democrats. They are here to kill this country. And Obama was there just to stall people with his fake hope and change long enough to get this agenda through. I mean, Bush carried it all the way to the one-yard line. And they're on the same team, and Bush's shoulder was sprained, and he had a concussion, and he went over and hugged, literally, this is how they operate when he was leaving. We have a video of Bush hugging them, saying, I'll see you soon. Thank you for the great help. Oh, you're just really good. They're all funded by the same people. Obama's related to Bush and Cheney, totally staged. And so Bush got them right down to the one-yard line, and now they hand the ball to Obama, and they said, can you bring America down for the New World Order? And Obama said, I'm going to try my best. Let me just con these suckers as best I can. They said, pimp game, high five, boom. I'm serious, man. And, man, he is 1 inch. He's been trying to move it, and he got 1 foot, got another foot, but now he's stalled. Everybody figures out the play he's running up the middle, and Obama's got one more foot he needs to get. Just one more, and they're getting ready, and they're going, get ready to run the bird flu. We're going to use this as a smokescreen for the whole operation. Blue 42, blue 42, hot, 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 hot. The ball is in play. Is he going to pass? Is he going to run? Is he going to hand it off? What's going on here? I mean, can you hope and change idiots wake up and realize we don't support Bush? We don't support Osama bin Laden? We don't support Barack Obama? We don't support any of these New World Order people? Osama bin Laden? George Bush, Barack Obama, they all work for the New World Order. It's all theater. The whole world is a stage, each of us a player upon it. And we need everybody that loves liberty and freedom to stand up to these bastards right now. It's clear. They are going to use this as the cover for their martial law. Mexico was about to collapse. That was a beta test. The people were about to revolt as the summer began. They're not revolting now. They're just happy to be alive. That was their excuse to clamp down. And clearly this is a massive psyop in every way. I'm going to come back and jam in a few final phone calls. I did want to tell you about some of our sponsors before we end this segment. HomeGain.com has brought you this hour. HomeGain, HomeGain.com. Check out Max Little Orange Gorilla when you link through at InfoWars.com. It's an entirely free site at HomeGain.com. Now you can type in your street address and get a free estimate of your home's value. They have a free street view system. A home sale maximizer is my favorite to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's values before you put it on the market. Everything's free at HomeGain.com. 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 All right, we'll jam in a few final calls here on the other side, and then retransmission of the jam-packed show begins on the audio streams. At InfoWars.com, you can download the video of your members at PrisonPlanet.tv or watch us live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
One more sponsor I was going to tell you about. We'll jam in a few final calls. I'm going to forget to the end of the show here. It's Front Sight, frontsight.com. FRONTSIGHT.com. Just fabulous, folks. And this is the premier above military and law enforcement training. Handgun, shotgun, rifle, long distance, you name it. No drill instructor or military attitude. Tough guy attitude. FrontSight.com. Good for the whole family. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. And the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has a special for all of you. You can get basically 75% off his 4 or 5 day training seminar. And literally, that's what it is. I know the prices. And get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol on the caliber of your choice for a limited time. So check it out. Classes fill up many times. Check them out at frontsight.com. It's also a phone number on the website. Okay, let's go to Joe in Illinois. Joe, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Alex. Great show today. Thank you so much for everything you do. I've been reading a lot of books by Anthony C. Sutton, and I know you did an interview with him, and they're great books, by the way. They're a little dense, but they have amazing content.
Yeah,
and,
Anthony Sutton's dead, but I did interview him like 12 years ago, and then I tried to interview him a couple years ago, and he sent a nice email saying, I'm honored, appreciate your work, but I'm unfortunately past that point in my life, and he died like 2 weeks later. So what a classy guy. He was emailing me when he was dying. I mean, that was, you know, hell, if I'm dying, I'm not going to be returning anybody's emails. But nice guy.
Yeah, he's an amazing author. And I think he said, like, he worked for the tax-exempt foundations, and that's how he woke up and how he came to know the things that he knew. And I wondered if you could comment on that. And also an amazing book that a lot of people don't know about. It's called FDR, My Exploited Father-in-Law by Curtis Dahl. That's D-A-L-L.
Yes, and I've had a guest on about that. I've read some excerpts about that.
Yeah, that's just an amazing that people need to. It's hard to get a hard copy, but you can get the PDF online.
Yeah, that's the great thing. I mean, so many books are being put online now. It's really exciting.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, this guy knew the Rockefellers. He knew the Warburgs. I mean, and he just explains it all, how the CFR runs everything and how they engineer the wars and the depressions. And
they brag about it. These bastards all write books. I mean, not just books against it. All these elitists like Rockefeller and Helmut Schmidt, they all write books bragging. Rothkopf, I have him on. Got Rothkopf on the show. You writes books about torturing children. I mean, these are just, these Slimers are everywhere. I appreciate your call. Got to jump. Marcos in California, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's great to be on your show. I'm going to make this pretty quick, but since I only have a limited time.
Yeah, we got about a minute here.
Yeah, the problem with people really is that they all forget what really life is all about. You understand, like, it's all not that, you know, because none of this is real. Really, it's all just based on all.
You got to keep your foot down on the pedal. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out because we got a run to make.
Yeah, exactly.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
Mm-hmm. Well, people need to understand, none of this is real. Nothing. Nothing of what they do is real. Life isn't real. It's just an imagination of what we
really
are.
Well, the decisions you make are real. The choices on good and evil are real. But I agree with you. It's all a test. Great call. I'm sorry we're out of time. Jay, Taylor, Tony, others, call me back tomorrow. Love to hear from you. We're going to have some more shows this week. We're going to take a lot of calls. And we're going to get deep into this flu, deep into this internment camp, martial law situation on these transmissions. Great job, crew. The transmission starts now at the free podcast at Infowars.com, the listen page, or the restreams, or on your local AM&FM affiliate. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.